Country are watching closely to see what happens at Little Bay Islands as volunteers from this province and Nova Scotia descended on the area over the weekend to rescue those feral cats that were left behind by as the community looks to resettle. Dr. Hugh Chisholm is a retired doctor of veterinary medicine and he's the vice president of Spay Day HRM Society. He joins me live by telephone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Chisholm.
Good morning.
So how did the rescue go over the weekend?
It went just like clockwork. We have an amazing team of volunteers, and they teamed up with the local cat rescue folks who are also amazing. They managed to capture upwards of 40 cats, and from what I gather, there aren't very many left behind. There are some people that are still trying to catch the few stragglers, but they arrived here in Halifax late last night. People worked into the wee hours to get them transferred into nice, clean, cages ready to go. They've been fed, they've been watered, they've got litter boxes, they're in a warm building, so it was like a military operation, and it couldn't have gone smoother, except I guess the boat ride across from the Port of Basque was a little rough, but everybody made it and they're safe and sound, and that's really all that matters.
Wow. Tell me about the effort itself. How many rescuers were involved and how tricky was it to get out there and herd cats in the wild?
Well, I wasn't there myself, so I can't give you firsthand information, but we sent a team of four rescuers here from Halifax, and I think there were at least a half a dozen local rescuers, if not more. A couple of residents that are left on the island were doing their best to help and it was so heartwarming to see. And we have a blog that if people are interested in, what happened so far and watching what's going to happen over the next, days and weeks, if they go to our website, they can actually, read about it and look at the pictures. And it's at tuxedostan.com is where the blog is. As well, yes. There is a Little Bay Island Rescue Facebook page as well, where lots of things are being posted. So,
and I'm just tweeting a photo of where you have housed the cats since they've arrived. But Dr. Chisholm, what was it about this story that made you, get involved?
Well, our group has been keeping a close eye on what's been going on in the media over the past number of months as the folks on Little Bay Island and the rescue folks on Newfoundland and Labrador have been begging for help and waiting, patiently. We were waiting patiently or perhaps impatiently to see who was going to step up. And as the clock was ticking and we got closer and closer to the end of the month, we realized that, things are just not happening fast enough or not at all in what we could see. So our president, Linda Felix, called gathered us together as a board on through email, I guess, and said, we need to do something. What do you guys think? And we said, hell yes, we need to help these people. We've got the facility. We've got funding. We know we've got a team that can do this. We've done things like this before locally. So, it's our first adventure out of the province to try and do something. But we've got such a dedicated group of people in our group that, taking something like this on for many groups would seem absolutely impossible or crazy, but we love crazy and, it gets our juices flowing and the crazier it is, the more we want to do it. So
you'll fit in here just fine. So 40 plus cats, how many of them were pregnant?
I think there's at least a couple. Now, I haven't seen the cats myself yet, so again, I can't give you firsthand information, but I know they were worried about a couple that may be pregnant, so they'll be closely watched to make sure all the cats that are here are going to be assessed by veterinarians.
Oh, good.
They will be spayed and neutered, and eventually, friendly ones will be adopted out, and feral ones will go into the barn cat program. But it looks from what one of the trappers last night sent a message that said that none of them were aggressive, which
wow.
is a really good sign. Feral cats, when they're trapped, will often be very aggressive. And the fact that none of these cats were aggressive shows that, they've had contact with humans. And So we're really optimistic that we may be able to find good homes for, you know, just about everybody.
And Dr. Chisholm, were there any cats left behind on Little Bay Islands?
I think there's a couple of stragglers, but like I said, there are local rescue groups that are still, you know, trying to round up whatever's left over there and you know, make sure that nobody's left behind, because I gather there is a population of foxes on the island, so we'd like to get to the cats before they do.
And do you look at this as a true example of cooperation, or do you think that our government has sort of not done enough here?
I like to think in positive terms. I think this shows that when people put their minds and hearts together, that nothing is impossible. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure the Newfoundland and Labrador government has a lot on its plate. It would have been nice if they were able to help out, but, you know, I would sooner focus on what's happening here as a positive thing and leave that for others to discuss. I'm disappointed that, you know, the government wasn't able to do anything, but it is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Are you calling this a successful rescue operation, Dr. Chisholm?
Oh, I think in capital letters.
All right, fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll check in again and hear more. One final update, I guess, on the cats that have now made it to Nova Scotia. Thank you so much for checking in with VOCM, Dr. Chisholm.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody in Newfoundland and Labrador that helped with this mission. It couldn't have been done without your folks. So a huge thank you from all of us.
Fantastic. And a lot of animal lovers are definitely breathing a sigh of relief today. That's Dr. Hugh Chisholm. He's a retired doctor of veterinary medicine, and he's the vice president of Spay Day HRM Society. It's 20 after 8.